You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
When I snap my fingers, I want you to sit down on this big fucking tent pole, and I want you to sit down all the way.
Matt and Ouija.
No hesitation. You get that thing lined up with that butthole, and you sit straight down all the way.
That's right. It's time for the big gay sex show with the two big studs themselves.
You know what I want. Now give it to me.
Give it to them, guys. And here
now
they are. Matt and Ouija.
Sit. You just sit all the way fucking down on it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Sit.
Hello, and welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm tired. It has been a hell of a day.
Really?
It has.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what happened? Did you do work?
I actually work for a living.
What?
I can't get by on my good looks.
Well, not yet. Winky, winky.
Womp, womp, yeah. Womp.
Well.
Anywho, hello, yeah. Folks. How are you? We are hoping you are well.
Yes, and we want to welcome you to Big Gay Sex Show, The Dad Years. The podcast tells you everything you ever wanted to know about gay sex.
And everything you still don't.
That's right. And I'm Matt.
And I'm Ouija.
Hi, Ouija.
The top who puts the wee in wiener.
Oh, honey, we've already done those.
Gravy. And I'm Ouija.
Those ships have sailed.
Headiest head giver in all head
land. Yeah, we did that one last time, too.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
We need to fire the writers.
Come up with something new. What are you? The sweetest slut in Sacramento.
I am a slut slayer of Sacramento.
Hey, there you go.
Slut
Sacramento,
slayer.
Sluttiest slut slayer.
Slut slayer.
Oh,
but
anyway,
because sluts need the slaying.
Well, let's get the business stuff out of the way real quick here. So Patreon, which we love,
offers listeners a way to support creators like us. And receive content such as photos, videos, and audio not open to the general public.
As well as our vintage podcast archive from 2007, you can become a patron of the show for as little as $1 a month. Just go over to patreon.com/BGSS. Once again, that's patreon.com/BGSS.
We want to thank our current patrons and welcome our newest patron, Ben and Gunner.
Okay, so whenever I see Gunnar, I always want to put like the Viking, like Gunnar.
Gunnar. Gunnar.
Yes.
I'm a Gunnar.
Yes. Remember, Gunners never say come.
And I think they do, because I don't know. I watch too much of that on Blue Sky.
Okay, so let's finish this and then. Thanks to John and William for being our most active patrons this time. Thank you very much, Mr. Scrooge. And then
welcome to our free patrons.
Absolutely.
Well. Patron.
Okay, so, oh shit, did I lose it?
You lost it.
Gunners
never say come.
I knew it. If I did not say it right then, it was going to...
Damn it. I knew that it was going to happen like that, too. So I will say that on Blue Sky...
Okay, go Blue Sky.
On Blue Sky, there's plenty of gooners who finally come. Squirting my penis, bro. I'm squirting my penis, bro.
That's what I was going to say. Okay, so I subscribe to Bait World. Well...
What is that?
I don't know. You tell me. Aren't you on Bait World?
Oh, I think it's a Big World.
Well, he thinks just because maybe I have a few hundred extra pounds that I have to be like,
Bait
oh,
World.
You
okay.
Have to be Big World because you can't get into Bait World.
Bait World.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So, Bait World. Mm-hmm. And I subscribe to their daily email, The Daily Bait. And so they send two pictures. They send a profile picture and then a link
video.
To a video, mm-hmm. Right? And so I forward that to my friend in Texas, And we always say which one we would do more. And of course, he's a little indiscriminate. So usually it comes back with, I do both of them. And I'm like, yeah, girl, we know you may have.
Aww.
Which is totally cool. But some of them are like, damn, bitch, that's hot. And some of them are like, and it's not like, it's just the picture or the capture of them is like, makes them look so goonery that you're just like, I need to see other pictures of you.
Well, there's people who have that gooner thing.
And that's cool too. But their tongue hanging out, and their drool dripping down, and their cum spurting out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spurting. So,
but actually, everybody, if you don't, you should sub for their newsletter, because they got some really hot guys that
and you should just see, you should for always free. Sub for us.
Yeah, well, that's a given. So anyway,
sub
baitworld.com. Go check them out.
If you haven't been to baitworld.com, where in the hell have you been?
Yeah, and you've got to get your Baiter Bomb.
Baiter Bomb.
And your Bait World newsletter.
Bait is your life.
And then bait your hook.
Bait your peen.
So that you can catch some fish.
Penis.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway. So, let's go into some listener feedback. So, Fonny, I'm so sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. On Patreon says, maybe you can talk about a popper's cock suck three-way tips and techniques.
I have been involved with multis that have used poppers.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say it's just been strictly a three-way. Last time I thought about it, there was a four-way where we pretty much daisy-chained off of each other's penises. Uh-oh. And then handed the poppers on down the line. So, yes, I mean, and you always got to use fresh poppers. You can use stale poppers with yourself, but always bring fresh poppers to a party.
So how often should you change your poppers?
You know, the damn things aren't, you know, it's a scam. I will say it's a scam, because it is a scam. But poppers, honestly... The thing is, you could look at a full bottle, you could look at a tall bottle, and you're like, oh, there's only like a quarter of it gone. It could still be the stalest damn thing ever.
Really?
So honestly, when you pop open, say they had the little bottle, the standard size, most people know about, and then they have a larger bottle, which is what I normally buy, only because here it's like $5 difference, and you do get a couple more, like another week or so out of it. But the problem is, once you pop that cap, you only get like a good couple of weeks from it, maybe two at the most. So there's still a lot of liquid in it. But the propellant or whatever, the main...
Mm-hmm. The VCR cleaner.
Yeah, so
the
main...
Stuff that actually cleans the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So once you pop that stuff, it has a very short shelf life. So now you could... Now some people put it in the freezer. Some people swear by it. Doesn't freeze up because it's like a form of alcohol, right? You don't drink it. Don't ever drink it.
I would think that you'd get a cold headache or something.
No. It's actually quite refreshing. Yeah. But but it's like a cold plunge for your brain. But
I'm sure, yes, Steven will be doing that.
There you go. Cold plunge for your brain.
Yeah, that's another thing that I realized that... Okay, so I stopped following all of the... Not Clan of the Cave Bear. What the hell? Who the hell are they?
Clan of the Cave Bear.
Kilted, yeah, I don't know. Oh, like, okay. Where did that come from? Okay, the Kilted Coaches.
Which is similar to the
Clan
of the Cave Bear at this point.
What?
I said it is similar to the Clan of the Cave Bear at this point.
Well, yeah. I was so in love with them.
Enamored.
Well, yes. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't like, oh my God, but I was... so into them. I watched their videos all the time. Like, every time they had a video out, I think I subbed to their Patreon. I got their, like, I was given their book for Christmas. I was given their calendar, you know. I sent them cards, you know. Just all sorts of, like, I was totally into that. Like, they knew who I was, right?
Mm-hmm.
That level where you're not like a stalker, but you're, they know, you know, you're
you interact,
right? Yeah. And then they fell apart. Whatever the fuck happened in there, it's so sketch, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, it's very odd.
But, and then Stephen became like this Christian yogi, like, I don't know, just weird. And then Rab went off on his own weird
journey.
Shit. Yeah. And so, anyway, the other day I was just sitting here, like, thinking of them, and I realized, wow, since I just unfollowed them on my social media, I don't hear anything. Like, not even solo stuff. Because they would still pop up a little bit afterward. Nothing.
Hmm.
I don't get anything anymore. Yeah. And it's just, it was just a reminder of how you can just have, like, this great fad, and then just all of a sudden it just...
pop. Pop goes the world.
Implodes.
Yeah.
Of course, that came on the end of sucking three-way cock, and yeah.
Because Matthew was thinking about sucking three-way cock.
So here's, to get back to his question.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand, and I know I want you to tell me, teach me, Daddy Ouija, teach boy. When you have poppers, okay, it's basically like the liquid, like the enamel nitrate or whatever it is, okay, right? So you have this little bottle of liquid, and you snort it 4 or 5,
yeah, you huff it, yeah,
100 times, right? You huff it. How does just huffing the liquid make it, like, dissipate? Like, to where you're like, oh my god, I only have half a bottle left. I have snorted half a bottle. Like, how much, you're not, like, ingesting the liquid, you're ingesting the fumes, right?
Uh-huh.
And obviously, the liquid is turning into the fumes, not to Doctor Who, everybody. But, I don't understand, like, how you're, like, using so much of it when you're basically huffing the fumes.
So, yeah, so, I mean, honestly, you know, once you activate and crack that seal, I mean, it is a liquid trying to turn into a gas.
So, is it basically just evaporating?
It's evaporating.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
So, it's evaporating. And even the lid, once you crack that lid,
mm-hmm.
the seal is never right again. So, of course, you're going to just, you know.
Lots of guys have found that out.
Exactly.
We just cracked their lid and they were never right again.
That's right. A lot of them, yeah, still seek, you know, therapeutic attention.
I was married to a woman. I was very happy. I was living the good life, and then Ouija cracked my lid.
I cracked
now
that lid.
I'll never be right again.
That's right. Be like, oh, anticipation.
more like, anticipate coming your ass.
Yep. Bam. So, yeah, so honestly, but when you do it, I mean, there's such a euphoria that comes into your mind while you're doing it. And sometimes that euphoria will actually come with, and I think this is the addictive part, is that some people experience deja vu. So it will actually unlock moments in your past that, you know, have...
Oh, yeah, like on the show Euphoria. Yeah, I saw that. Like,
I do not know what that is. But anyways...
just kidding.
But yeah, so I mean, it will do different things for different people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will experience nothing but a headache. Some people will experience a full-on unlocking of... their sphincter and memories.
Yeah, do when some guy is like snorting around you, do you like hear the click click, like a, you know, a jail cell door opening in
butt,
and you're just like, ah, oh,
well,
man.
It's almost like that. I mean, I use it as a top just to, you know, kind of put, you know, give me a little head swim, but yeah, when you're fucking a bottom and they're starting off without poppers, and then they start to do poppers. Yeah, it's definitely an unclenched time, you know?
Okay. So I wonder why they don't use that for, like, you know, proctology appointments.
You know,
like, here, take a little huff.
They could. They could. Yeah. It would be smart.
I don't know. The only thing I ever got from it was just, like, not even a headache, really. It was just like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, thanks. Some people get a full-on head swim. Some people
just don't get anything from it.
Yeah. So, and I mean,
they're just like, some people headache just get a clean VCR.
There you go.
That's how they roll. All right. Thank you for that question. Okay, we had to have another question come in, and you said, hello, Matt and Ouija. I love following you on Blue Sky. Thank you. We love that you follow us there. All the naughty bits are on display for Ouija.
What?
No, I've heard. Matt, I really want to see some of your naughty bits as well. I would, too. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Sometimes I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, I remember you.
I remember you. Do you remember me?
It's like, spit, spit, spit. I've been wearing stainless steel cock rings, usually three or four at
a
time.
That's my boy.
Yeah. I have stretched my balls enough so that they touch the water when I sit on the toilet.
There's times when mine do too. If it's been a really hot day or whatnot, I'm like, oh, hi.
It's like a scene from Fantasia. So Ouija said his are not low hangers, but Matt said his are. So my question is, Matt, when you sit, do they touch the water, or do you hold them up? I'm assuming that means on a toilet. Having general cock, having several cock rings on feels good, like tugging on them all day. I also have gone from an 8-gauge PA to a 0-gauge, and now, since we have a dear friend who lives in back of us, he's explained the gauges to me, so I know what that means, and wow, good for you. That's pretty impressive. Anyway, I like the feeling of a very sensitive part of me being played with all day. You guys are amazing, and I really love the show. John.
Thank you, John.
Yes, thank you. And to answer your question, the way our toilet is, when I sit on it, my balls kind of hang out. Everything kind of hangs on the outside of it. But if they were to hang on the inside, they would probably touch the water, and I would go ew. But yes, I would hold them because I just don't care to get things on my precious
balls. Wash
his
family jewels.
Yeah, so I would have to do a scrub afterward, and I would not. I would be, no, it's dirty, Carrie, dirty.
And see, I'm the ones like, you know, if it's a hot day and they hit the water, I'll be like, oh yeah, wait till the next one looks these balls.
Well, yeah, but you're into the pee-pee play. You're like, oh.
Into the what?
Pee-pee play.
Oh.
So you'd be like peeing on your balls, going, take that.
Yeah.
Take
I'd be that, like, what does that bitches. Taste like? And they're like, it tastes like tinkle.
All right. So, all right. Hey, have you heard of
the bird?
Yes. So, Falcon and Naked Sword announces launch of new publishing house with focus on erotic romance. Mm. So, this is from July 28th, and they have released two books so far, two novellas, available in paperback, ebook, and audiobook formats. And one is called Open Season. Well, one's played about hardball, and it's basically about baseball whores. And then the other one's called Velt Wild Game Open Season, and it seems to be, you know, like, kind of the same genre.
Oh, so Heat of Rivalry started this whole, like,
pretty much.
These are super hyper-athletic.
Yeah, and it's like, I have, okay, there is, like, the biggest genre of erotic fiction and romance, and that isn't always erotic either, just romance, has been hockey in the MM world. Like, there's, everybody's doing everything, right? But there is, like, I know so many authors who've released books that were hockey related. So when Heated Rivalry came out, I'm like, eh, okay. You know, I get it because it's everywhere, right? She's everywhere. But yeah, apparently they're like, hey, you know what's really cool nobody's talking about? Gay people in sports. Yeah. So I actually think that it's really neat that Falcon is doing this, only because why haven't they done it before? Like, okay, Falcon also has a magazine, right? Now, it's to promote their own shit, obviously. But it's like, it's the whole Raging Stallion and Falcon, Naked Sword. But it's called Hunt. And it's basically just a magazine that's pretty promotional of their own stuff, right?
What do you think Hunt means? The hunt for cock.
Well, yeah, Sir Peter, you don't have to hunt for that cock. It's right there.
He's so pretty.
What is that? The Shaft Shack. Oh.
That's your buddy.
Oh, that's a okay, that's a split image. I was like, that guy's a conjoined twin. that's a mirror. Okay, I was like,
that's a mirror way too close to his penis.
Two guys with the one head and one, or two heads on one body and a giant penis shared between them. Anyway, so they
God, can you imagine what that would be like if you had, you know, two heads on one penis? And the, oh God, what if there was like one was straight, one was gay?
Well,
yeah, that'd be rough, right?
Yeah.
Anywho.
Especially if the straight guy was on a DL. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyway, so the official e-zine of Falcon and Naked Sword, and you can go check that out at Hunt Ezine.com if you're not already getting every issue emailed to you. But
what?
I think that, like, why wouldn't, what am I thinking? I'm surprised that adult video companies, especially ones that are as
prolific.
You know, and above board, you know, I think, I hope, as like these guys were, why aren't they doing things like that? Why aren't they expanding into other areas of erotica? It seems like, why did it take this long for them to do it? And that's not a negative thing. That's great thing. That opens up a lot more. Mm-hmm. It's like, not only are you saying, hey, come look at our videos, come look at our hot guys fucking, but now you can read about it as well. And it encourages literacy. And that's always a good thing.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because, you know, both me, who writes romance, and our friend Chota, who writes, well, smut, both of us should be, like, you know,
contributing.
Yeah.
So. But, yeah, I mean, but there was, you know, there was, way back when Falcon started, there was hand jobs, there was,
oh, yeah.
What was the other one? There was hand jobs, and there was, like, God, like a digest. What was that one? Hand jobs, and then there was another
Gooner's
one.
Gooner's Digest.
Like, no, there was another magazine book.
Breeder's Digest.
No, I can't remember, but there was a side, you know, competition to hand jobs, and I just can't remember what the name of that company was. So, there was another one that did small books of erotica, and you get the porn shop.
That's sounding very familiar now, but it's
yeah,
not.
They didn't have quite the, I mean, they didn't have the art. Artists.
It wasn't like Ganymede Press or something like that.
It was, oh God,
Desires, something Desires. Okay, well, Let's see if we can find it. Shall we? All right, Ouija found it.
Yeah, I usually find things. They used to call me the Golden Retriever in high school. Not because I was into puppy play, but because I could find things.
They called you the Tiverton Bicycle.
Bicycle.
So it was, you were thinking of
Dad's Bedtime Tales.
So, yeah. And so it was same company.
But yeah. It was just one of their offshoots.
But I didn't like it. Do you know why?
Why?
Because sometimes they had uncles and cousins and...
You just wanted like Daddy.
It was Dad. Yeah, it is like that. And you know what? I can handle a story that's from the son's perspective as well, you know?
Well, growing up, I never, ever would have thought about the Daddy thing.
No.
As much as...
Me neither.
I fantasized about uncles and cousins. Mm-hmm. And one of my biggest, dirtiest fantasies wasn't even related at all. It was my friends as dads.
Oh. Yeah, if I had had friends, I would have been into that as well.
Yeah, some couple of my friends as dads were hot. So
yeah, I remember when even I was like 8 and I had like that, you know, crush that you don't know is a crush at that age on my best friend's dad. Mm. Oh, he was so cool.
So what I'm going to throw out a challenge there, folks. Write a book called My Best Friend's Dad. Or write a story.
Okay, there's like 150,000 my best friend's dads out there.
Yeah, but just do it as a haiku.
Now, see, that would be interesting. But like, okay, so one of the worst books I've ever read, and I won't give the author's name because, well, although I don't think he's around anymore, I just don't want to be that bitchy. But it was like, I think it may have been actually called My Best Friend's Dad, but trust me, there's like 150,000 copies of something called My Best Friend's Dad. And it was the worst piece of poo. And I'm not even talking about storyline, because storyline, I'm like, you know, you clean this up, you actually get somebody to edit it and make sense of it, this could be kind of hot. But no. And why did you go with this family to the castle? I don't understand.
Well, and the companion for the Straits is called Stacy's mom.
Oh.
Womp, womp, womp.
I fucking love the song Stacy's Dad. Stacy's dad has got, what is it? Is I've got it bad for Stacy's dad.
Yeah.
I love that group. They're awesome.
Stacy's dad.
Okay, so next up, I have been watching so much Naked and Afraid. And sometimes I'm afraid of their nakedness. Because, you know, that's, everybody's like, oh, you just watched that because you want to see them naked. I'm like, trust me, after about half an hour of it, you don't even notice anymore.
Well, are they legitimately naked?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you see full-on butt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, so you don't, they blur the boobs, they blur
okay,
the cock.
Okay, I was going to say, because like, when if I was watching gets, the early stuff,
and,
yeah, it was...
And if somebody gets too skinny, and they are, like, say, going uphill, and their butt cheeks spread, they blur that, so you don't see any hole, you don't see any pole. Uh-huh. But if it's just, like, one of them walking down the beach or something like that, oh yeah, you got it. Nice. And let me tell you, the best asses on there are usually the gay guys. Mm-hmm. And there are, I think there's been like 3 gay guys, and one of them like has been like, his name's Dan Link. If anyone wants to look him up, y'all know who I'm talking about. There's only been one of the shows that he's been on where I was disappointed with him. The rest of them, he thrives. He's hot. He's got a little free chest. He's got, when he walks, it's like his ass is just like, it does this hypnotic, like chewing, like it's chewing gum as it's walking along. It's just like so beautiful. And then they've got, on the earlier parts of the shows, there's some of the straight guys are hot and they've got really great asses too. But they keep inviting them back. Like they'll do like different versions. Like they did the basic ones, then they did XL where you have to last 40 to 60 days, and then they did the the competitions where it was Last One Standing, or the Apocalypse one, where they basically take them into Africa in the middle of summer into like this 10-mile radius, could be closer, bigger, but anyway, where there's like nothing but like some old buildings and shit around, and they just, no tools or anything, they just have to survive off of whatever they can find. So anyway, very interesting. But as the shows go older and the guys, their bodies change, they become bitchier, I don't know. Sometimes I'm just like, you know, looking at your ass just isn't worth it anymore, sir. Sir Jeff. Yeah.
No, I remember watching the first couple of seasons of that. I really did enjoy that. But, you'd look people up and whatnot, and they'd be like, one-time porn star. You know what I mean? They were always like one-offers, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, really? But
I always love there's this one that I just finished watching where it's got this gay guy who's like so gay, and he's just like two other guys, all alphas, are all like fighting and everything, and all of a sudden it's just the bitchy queen that steps in and all goes, enough! And puts them both in their places, and I'm like, I like you. But
and he goes out the next day on medical.
Oh, thankfully, no. Oh. No, he stayed. He's a tough one. Oh, and Dan's been great. Like I said, there's only one show where he kind of acted like an asshole, and I'm like, dude, stop it. You're my favorite. I love you on all your stuff, but don't be a dick. Anyway.
Well, but you don't know. I mean, because they're partnered up. So,
well, yeah, and their partner technically was not that great. Honestly.
Yeah, and if you're partnered with a bad partner, then
But this was for the competition show, and I think he just took the competition too seriously, and she didn't. Mm. So, anyway. But Naked and Afraid, you don't even have to watch it for the naked, just watch it for the fun of the show. I will say, however, I get kind of tired of the people that come in and go, I've been out here for, you know, I'm a survivalist, and I watch shows, and I'm part Native American, and I'm the biggest kick-ass, and it's like 3 days later, they're like, oh, that is so bad, that is so miserable, I can't handle this. I'm like, and then it's like the one person who's been like, I don't know anything about survival, and like 21 days later, they're like, well, I made it.
I know. They're all, everything comes easy.
Yeah.
they're sitting there knitting themselves some like chonies.
Right. And they're like, I made shoes. I made a split level house. Uh-huh. I eat fish every day.
Yep.
I've never been outside my backyard before. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And yeah, you're right, because that is one of my favorite parts, is watching these like super alphas like fucking just lose it two to 3 days, 7 days in. There's like,
right. And I'm sure they'd be the first one to go, you try it. And I'm like, no, because I know. Uh-huh. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, fun stuff. Well, let's see. Do we want to talk about any of this stuff?
Sure.
Okay. So I went to the doctor. This is hard for me to talk about, so hold my hand. No, not really. So I went to the doctor and I got some tests, and everything is good except for I have low testosterone.
Oh, no.
Again.
Everybody's favorite.
I know.
Low self-esteem. I mean, low testosterone.
Well, and I love. Okay. So there's a show called iHip, right? Had it podcast. Yeah. Love them so fucking much. I really do. But one of the things is when they talk about the alpha assholes that shall remain nameless, they call them low T. And I'm like, but that doesn't make sense. Usually it's the high T that are the asshole. Anyway, but the point is, like, and then, so I am lower. Like, the lowest you should be is, like, 200. Mm-hmm. And I'm like at a 137. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what's causing it, but my doctor's hesitant to put me on it, you know, therapy for it. And so in the meantime, I'm like, I don't know. I just I'm kind of, I don't know exactly what to do about it unless I go to like Hims or something and try it that way. But I trust my doctor, so I want to try to work with him to get, you know, that going. So I've been looking at, you know, all sorts of like reasons why it could be happening, and most of them are just like, eh. And then of course when I talk to friends about it, not you, but other friends about it, they're just like, welcome to old age. I'm like, no, no, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
Lower is one thing. That low is
another thing.
Yeah. So I don't know, but I'm just worried that I'm going to, you know, start being all girly. No, but, but seriously, it is something that is kind of bothering me, but I realize that most of it is more my head that's bothering me rather than it necessarily over affecting me, you know? So
yeah, I mean, the truth of it is low T is like at a record, you know, rates because so many different aspects, most of it environmental. So we're actually, you know, dealing with low T earlier on than previous generations. So yeah, so low T is honestly, it's environmental. It's, we're aging differently, and in most cases, we're looking much better than we, you know, than past generations at the same age. But the truth of it is, just so many environmental stressors and bad food,
right?
You know, I mean, because the amount of processed food has never been higher in this world, you know, in this timeline. So
we're full of plastics. Or, you know, there's all sorts of things like that.
All kinds of stuff, like his, you know, then it heralds, you know, the bad estrogens and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Well, and his thing, he told me, well, the best thing that you can do right now is lift weights. And I'm like, okay, so I know, like, most of my friends lift weights. They work out. They eat healthier. And they struggle with this too. So, and he's like, well, if you, and he didn't say this directly, but he's like, well, weight is also kind of a factor because, you know, when you have more adipose tissue, that's fat, in case you didn't know, that is an estrogen producer as well. But I'm like, but not that much to a male. So, anyway, but now, do you want to talk about any of that?
Yeah, so I am not below the acceptable limits, but my doctor's like, hey, you want to try some gel? Some testosterone gel? I'm like, why not, you know? Because I have noticed that most of the friends in my age bracket and above are, you know, taking things for low T. And it's benefited them incredibly. So, I mean, so if you're dealing with low energy, if you're dealing with
that's me,
you know, low energy, libido low, you know, look into it. Honestly, look into it. Some people do the Hims and they do it, you know, on a side deal. Excuse me. And but then you know, like my doctor's like, here, just try some gel to go, you know, kind of boost your. Boost your levels, you know, because I'm like Matthew was saying, the window is like from 200 to 700, and I've always kind of been right there at 500, but I've kind of dipped down towards 350, 400. Doctors are like, well, if you're feeling like, you know, low and lethargic and whatnot, you know, a little bit of that, then here, let's just try it. So I mean, it's been quite something. It's been quite a ride. Not a bad one. It's been a good one, and just gel. But the problem is still that, you know, the gel will start to interrupt your natural production of it.
Right.
So if you're already going low, then, you know, obviously it's fine to boost it. But, because you're really not going to get it back again unless you become like a long distance runner after, you know, never, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are ways to boost it, but it's not in our current, you know, world. It's not that easy.
Right, exactly.
So.
So, yeah. Anyway, so it's something that you got to think about, and I've got to try to figure out, do I want to try to do, you know, find more of a natural way to combat it, or, you know, have the shrunken balls, which frankly are not a big problem idea, you know, for me. I'm not worried about that. But I also don't want to get to a point where I have to rely on that to, you know, and we have a dear friend of the show who has sent us information on that a while back. And now that we're at a point where that's something we're dealing with, we're going to go back and look at that email and try to learn a little bit more from him, because he was very knowledgeable about that. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
All right. Well, y'all, we want you to
live, thrive.
Yes.
Live, love, laugh.
I'm out here to not just to survive, but to thrive. There's too many mosquitoes. I'm going home. See, that's what would do me in is the fucking bugs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so anyway.
He's talking about Naked and Afraid, people.
Yeah.
He's not talking about his life.
Well, anyway.
You got bugs?
Yeah, no, but that would still do me in. Check out the erotic writings of Chodo Kate at thesmuttybookclub.com. And you can get all of his, well, okay, that sale sailed. But yeah, smuttybookclub.com for Chodo's books. And
Peter Baum, empowering men with self-care. One penis at a time.
That's right.
Bader Baum is awesome. They are great. If you haven't tried them, try them.
Okay, so actually they've been helping me out a lot lately.
Oh, yeah?
Like, the skin on my dick has been a little bit sensitive recently.
Oh, that's called STDs?
No.
STIs, people. We no longer say STDs.
I haven't had any reason to suspect that for a while. No. Seriously, though, you know, but anyway, no, but it's been, you know, a little bit more sensitive recently, so my Bader Baum has just been so good. Oh, and here's another thing. I actually mentioned this to you earlier today, too. So, for the last two mornings in a row, I jerked off early in the morning, right? And I had great orgasms. They were easy to get to. And I had a really fun time, right? I loved myself with Bader Baum when, you know, self-care. Anyway, later in the day, when I try to do it, like, in the later afternoon, I have to kind of push myself to get there. It's not always as enjoyable, you know. And I really have, I believe that there's a medication that I take through the day that it has been affecting that. And so now that I'm kind of like seeing a pattern there, sorry sweetie, that's all you get right now.
He's talking to you, folks.
No more donuts for you now. I'm starting to learn that it was that, when all that time I was contributing it to low T. I'm like, oh no, this is probably low med. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so know that too, folks. As you age.
Yeah.
The mornings are better than the afternoons and evenings.
Depending on what you're on and what you're taking. Because I just take, you know, some basic meds, but learn that there's one of them that's going to affect me more in the day.
Yeah.
Than when I first wake up. So, anyway.
Thank you, Bader Baum.
Yes, we love you, Bader Baum. And remember to follow us on Instagram and Blue Sky. I did finally get back into our Instagram account.
Oh, nice.
And I'm thinking of handing it to you because I forget that it's there.
Wow.
Anyway, and send your comments, questions, anything to biggaysexshow@gmail.com. And join our Patreon, patreon.com/BGSS. And check out Ryan Landers XXX and Randy Morgan X on Blue Sky. I think that's about it, right?
That's a wrap.
All right. All right. Well, we will talk to you in just, not too long, right?
Yeah, about a week, two.
Yeah, sounds about
right. All
right,
folks. Be good.
All right. Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.